This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. After 6 months of bombing, hard-fought battles on the streets of Benghazi, taking Zawiya, losing it, and taking it again, the Libyan rebels seemed surprised that their entry into Tripoli was largely unopposed.
There are people all over the place, all over the streets. You know, his security forces have melted away. If they haven't turned over, they certainly didn't fight for him. None of the forces are out. None of the soldiers are out. You know, again, we saw discarded soldiers' uniforms all along the road from Zawiya to Tripoli.
That's Sky reporter Alex Crawford in Tripoli. Fighting continues there, especially around Muammar Gaddafi's compound. But two of his sons are in rebel hands, and the civil war appears to be near its end.
Colonel Gaddafi is nowhere to be found, but wherever he is, it seems he is now the former leader of Libya. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 22nd, which may be remembered as the day when the civil war in Libya ended.
The tentative euphoria of the situation in Tripoli, which over the last 24 hours appear to have fallen to the rebels, at least mostly, that tentative euphoria doesn't sound like it. The sound from the streets of Tripoli, residents sensing that the end is near for Muammar Gaddafi.
All of us, and they happy because Gaddafi is leaving soon.
Go, Gaddafi.
Rebels estimate that they control 95% of the capital, although that's disputed by others. They've arrested two of Gaddafi's sons, including Saif, who's believed to have been the heir apparent in the regime. The International Criminal Court says it is talking to the rebels about transferring Saif Gaddafi to The Hague to face war crimes charges. Another of Gaddafi's sons was actually speaking to Al Jazeera live when the rebels stormed his home.
I'm being attacked right now. This is gunfire inside my house. They're inside my house.
As for the Libyan leader himself, desperate sounding messages. From where? No one knows.
You have to go and fight and protect your country, your dignity, your patron. I will be with you, among you, in Tripoli. There is no going back.
People of Tripoli answered that message by rising into the streets to call for the downfall of Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi himself is believed to be holed up in his compound, and his precise whereabouts are not confirmed, however.
There is heavy fighting at that compound, though where it appears pro-Gaddafi supporters are making a last stand. Also, reports of mercenary fighters who were called in to crush the initial uprising still in the city. This resident tells the BBC citizens are taking up arms to protect their homes.
The people, the local residents of the all areas of Tripoli, they are in control in their neighborhoods. They are gathering together as a group and they control their neighborhood.
Meanwhile, Mahmoud Jalil, the head of the Libyan National Transitional Council, tells Al Jazeera the rebels must show restraint.
I call on your conscience, responsibility, to come to the fore and prevent you taking any vengeance in these happy moments or damaging property or mistreating foreigners or prisoners.
This morning, world leaders are calling on Gaddafi to relinquish power, and NATO head Anders Rasmussen last hour said that it's time for the Gaddafi regime to give up the ghost. British Prime Minister David Cameron says frozen Libyan assets will soon be released to help the rebels establish order. And President Obama last night called on Gaddafi to recognize that his rule has come to an end. Some other stories that we're following. Prosecutors in New York City are expected to drop sexual assault charges against former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn today. And Hurricane Irene is now battering Puerto Rico. It could make U.S. landfall later this week. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and futures are buoyantly up. The Dow will start at 10,817, the S&P at 1,123, the Nasdaq at 20,000. 38. Coming up, we'll speak with Ibrahim Debashi, who was Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations. And we're going to talk about changes in the rest of the Middle East this hour as well, especially the relationship between Israel and Egypt, which has seemed to be especially tense lately. That's later on. And as always, we want to get your thoughts on what all this means for Libya's future. Do you think we should take the role in the development of this new nation, or should we refrain from any kind of nation building? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.